This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. As of 2 p.m. June 23rd, Wave Farm's WGXC reached its spring $20,000 fundraising goal, and live programming returned to 90.7 FM. WGXC sends immense thanks to everyone who contributed during the extended pledge drive. The outpouring of support was extraordinary. A big thank you to WGXC programmers, past and present, volunteers and supporters who made it happen. Whether pitching for support, providing incentive premiums or sustenance, answering phones, or hitting the streets to solicit pledges in person. WGXC still needs the support and help from the community. Turnout for a test of the emergency fundraising system, Saturday, June 25th at 9 p.m. for a dance party at the Half Moon in Hudson. Admission is $10 at the door. WGXC on-air programmers include DJ Neva, Alex Benson, and Chris Bishop, and others, performing in person and broadcast live on 90.7 FM, WGXC. Tune in or turn out for a test of the emergency fundraising system, Saturday night on WGXC and at the Half Moon in Hudson. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced June 24th that maple syrup production in New York increased by 18%, breaking last year's 70-year production record by more than 100,000 gallons. New York maple farmers produced more than 700,000 gallons of maple syrup in 2016, thanks to warmer-than-normal temperatures, extending the extraction season. The USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service says New York's maple production made up about 16.8% of the national total. The number of taps in the state rose to more than 2.5 million in 2016, the highest number of taps since 1947. Bernie Sanders gave a speech in Albany, New York, June 24th, called Where We Go From Here. These are excerpts from the Sanders campaign.
Here's the simple truth, that in America we have millions and millions of working people who are working hard but are not making enough money to put bread on the table or to take care of their kids, and that has got to end.
Today, all over America, you got mom working, you got dad working, occasionally you have the kids working, and we still don't have enough money to pay the bills. Something is fundamentally wrong about that. The problems we face did not come down from the heavens. They are made by bad human decisions. And good human decisions can change them. It is time that the United States of America join the rest of the industrialized world and guaranteed health care to all people as a right, not a privilege. Given the incredible wealth and income inequality in America today, we need fair elections, which means public funding of elections. My Republican friends just decided to put another $38 billion into the military. Maybe we can cut military spending a little bit and put it into education. 100 years ago, women didn't even have the right to vote. Change takes place because people struggle. Within the next month, I will introduce legislation that will make every public college and public university tuition free. I am in this business because I have 4 beautiful kids and I have 7 beautiful grandchildren. And like you, I want to make sure that the world that we leave them is a beautiful world where people can live full and dignified lives. I don't want to see a world where people are struggling and stepping all over each other. And we can do it. We can provide health care to all of our people. We can create decent paying jobs. We can reverse climate change and transform our energy system. We can raise wages. We can make sure that every person in this country gets the education they need and desire. This is not some type of utopian dream. It can happen, it really can. But it will not happen unless we stand up and fight back for not only ourselves, but for our kids and future generations. Let's do it.
Greene County, most of Columbia County, and the rest of the WGXC listening area are now considered, quote, abnormally dry. The U.S. Drought Monitor released the latest map with conditions June 21st. This weekend, those conditions will only worsen, with a dry forecast and rain only possible on Monday or Tuesday. Albany's WNYT-TV reports that Hoosick Falls police are warning area residents of a scam. Police say someone is calling local residents requesting donations supposedly to help Hoosick Falls residents who are struggling with a poisoned water system. Police say there is not any legitimate organization they know of requesting donations. Hoosick Falls Village Police urge anyone getting such a call to report it to 518-686-7999. Read the full story at WNYT Albany's website. This has been the WGXC News Update.